Good morning. I'm so excited to be with you and say, I'm still thinking about the church at the fair. Wasn't that a wonderful occasion? What a thrill to meet so many of our WWIB listeners. Were you there? Well, why don't you plan right now to put on your calendar next year, church at the fair. It was such a nice occasion. Good message, good fellowship. And isn't it wonderful to get all the churches together? That's what it's going to be like in heaven. That's right. Well, today I want to bring you another nature story. I hope you like these, and especially I hope you'll have the children tune in so that they can think about the Lord and how he made all of the wonderful things that we enjoy during the summer months. Well, who made the rainbow? Yes, that's my topic today. And I don't you love, well, I love to see the beautiful colors in the rainbow. I'll have to confess that I don't often see them when they come because I'm surrounded by woods. And usually the rainbow is down on the surface, lower surface. But anyway, I remember as a child, I would run outside when the rain slowed down just to check to see if there was a rainbow. And I'll have to confess, I haven't seen any this year so far. And you know, when you think of rainbows, what name pops into your mind? Well, for me, it's Noah. Yes, Noah comes to my mind immediately. And when I was a young child, my mother had a blackboard, and it was on an easel. And at the top of the blackboard was a whole roll of stories from the Bible. You just turn a little crank, and there were all the stories. And Mother would show us the pictures and tell us the stories from the Bible, how we loved that. And one of my favorites was the story of Noah and the ark and all those pictures of the animals and the ark. They were so beautiful and so well done. Mother loved the Lord with all of her heart, and she wanted her children to know about the Lord and to accept him as our Savior. She taught us well, and I love those same stories today. I hope you do too. And if you're a parent or a grandparent, I hope you're sharing them with your children while you can and while they're out of school. Well, I went to the internet and I found some interesting information registered under the National Center for Atmospheric Research and the UCAR Office of Programs. They stated that in that article that a rainbow was one of the most spectacular light shows observed on our Earth. Their definition of a rainbow was sunlight spread out into its spectrum of colors and diverted to the eye of the observer by water droplets. The bow part of the word describes the fact that the rainbow is in the direction opposite to that of the sun. The rain is in the direction of the rainbow. And by the way, I didn't know that you could count the colors. They did. They tell us that it was made up, rainbows, all of them are made up of seven colors. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. You might wonder why the rainbow is seen during the summer and seldom in the winter. Well, in order to see a rainbow, one has to have, of course, rain and sunshine. In the winter, water droplets freeze into ice particles that do not produce a rainbow, but they scatter light in other interesting patterns. You know what? There's a proverb that is associated with rainbows, and I've heard my mother quote it many times. Now, you old-timers out there, I'm sure you've heard your mother quote it also, and maybe you do. Let me read what Mother used to say. I never quoted it, so I have to read it. She used to say it like this: rainbow at night, shepherd's delight. Rainbow in the morning, shepherds take warning. If there be a rainbow in the eve, it will rain and leave. But if there be a rainbow in the morrow, it will neither lend nor borrow. Yep, that's what she used to say. Well, the scriptural reference I want to bring out with this program is that the rainbow confirms God's covenant to Noah and his sons. Chapter 9 of the book of Genesis tells us the whole story. God spoke to Noah and told him that he was going to destroy the earth because of the evilness that existed. He instructed him to build an ark, to fill it with two of every living flesh, namely, a male and female fowls, cattle, and every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. He was to gather food for them and to include Noah's family. That would be Noah's wife and his children's children and their wives. The rains came and the springs opened up, and only those in the ark were saved, just like what God told Noah. But after the end of 150 days, the waters dried up and the ark rested on the mountains of Ararat. The family stayed on the ark to make sure that all was right to step on the ground and then to release all those animals. They were instructed by the Lord to leave the ark, and then he made a covenant with Noah and to us this day. In other words, the same covenant applies to you and me today. It was a binding agreement between God and man, a promise, or maybe we want to call it a legal contract. Well, they were instructed, as I said, to leave the ark, and God made the covenant. And he said in chapter 9 of Genesis, I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for generations. In other words, it'll last forever. And he went on to say, I set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And then I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow, or the rainbow, shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, and that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God continued to talk to Noah, and he said, "This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth." You know, what I find so interesting is that the Lord himself is telling us that when a rainbow appears in the sky, he says, "I will look upon it." So guess what? He is looking and remembering his promise. Yes, the Lord is using the beautiful rainbow as a reminder of his promise to you and me. And it's also a reminder to you and me that the Lord always keeps his promises, and that the earth will never be destroyed by the use of water again. Psalm 33 says, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." And then in verse 12, I'll drop down on the bottom last verse. "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Never has our nation needed the blessing of our Lord more than right now. Yes, sin is rampant, just like it was in the days of Noah. And people are far too busy, and may I add, too pleasure-minded, to even remember that we have a God of great love, but he's also a God of judgment. And how we need to pray for our country, for our leaders, local as well as national, and ask the people to repent and turn back to our Lord now. Would you join me as we pray every day that this will happen? Why don't you today drop on your knees and pray for our country? And by the way, as I go off the air, don't forget that when you see the next rainbow, to give God the credit of making a promise that he will always keep. It's been so good to be with you. God bless you, and goodbye now.